My phone doesn't do text messaging either, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I did not get the plan that includes text messaging.
Oh, that's probably why Big Fatty didn't get my text message either.
That's true.
And if I said, no, no, no.
I don't use the computers nor the cell phones.
Exactly.
Well, how did he put his podcast together then? I mean, I know he had some help, but still he's got to figure out how to do it every day, right?
Yeah, he figured it out somehow.
We sent him some tape and some scissors and glue.
Have I been listening to his smoke signals? Is that how he's been doing it?
But did you all notice that the sound effects are slowly but surely making their way back into the show?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 56 for Friday, woohoo! The 18th of April, 2008, and today we will conclude our cartoon Memory Lane Music Week, and we've just got lots of voice letters to play. I'm behind. Oh, Lord. Well, everyone, how are you doing on this Friday? I hope it's going well and you have fabulous plans for the upcoming weekend. The Fat One, of course, has company, as I mentioned on yesterday's show, and the interesting thing about my company is that they have relatives that live here in town, but they don't want to stay with them, so they stay with the Fat One. So, and plus the relatives don't have the sling at their place or anything either. Now, y'all, I'm sure I'll be going out at some point this weekend for a beverage over at the Patrick's Pub. And maybe there'll be a little reporting of that. Now, y'all, you know that the Fat One loves to get a drunkie call. So if you are going out for a little adult beverage this weekend and feel the need to call the Fat One after you've had a beverage or 10, then, you know, program it into your phone. It doesn't have to be an iPhone. No, 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 it doesn't. You can just program in 206-337-1438, and the Fat One will look forward to playing your voice letter soon. Now, Saturday night, tomorrow night, Big Fatty is going to be going to an auction. And I brought a list of some of the things that are going to be at this auction. They're going to have a computer. Well, you know, I don't need that. They've got a NASCAR package. There's a fishing trip. No, thank you. Lots of dinners and cocktail parties. There's an African game hunt safari for two. I don't think Big Fatty would like to do that at all. And y'all, there's a trip to an Alabama football game, and you get four tickets to the game and airfare and dinner at Shula's Steakhouse and accommodations, and you can choose which game you want to go to. Oh, look, Ole Miss. They're playing Ole Miss. Now, is Jeremiah with Ole Miss or Mississippi State? I don't remember. I don't know. So, anyway, mountain home rentals, a deer and duck hunt. Y'all, if this doesn't scream South Carolina, nothing good does. Some puppy dogs, an hour of simulator time in a C-17 simulator. Why would I want to get in that and vomit? I don't know, but there's all kinds of weird stuff. Now, y'all, there's just some bizarre things. There's a toilet paper holder and magazine rack. Wow, that one's a good one, huh? Makes me just want to get out there and get that one. Some wind chimes, a couple of nutcrackers, and no, not the kind of, you know, Big Fatty's Nuts kind of thing. Oh, that's a big nutcracker, a 24-incher and a 42-incher. Maybe Tristan would like to have one of those. There's all kinds of artwork and some Civil War things. And I'm just looking through here real quick and just giving you a couple of things here. There's a leather recliner, not to be confused with a leather hammock. Some area rugs, a U.S. flag flown over the Capitol in honor of an individual. This was an interesting one. A Christmas time sleigh, oversized pocket watch. I have no fucking idea what that is. And a Ronco rotisserie and barbecue oven. A monkey clock. Oh, I may have to bid on the monkey clock. Oh, you know, we love a monkey clock. Just professional teeth whitening, a tuxedo, a tree frog virtual pet. I have no fucking idea what the hell that is. Their weekend getaways, some tickets to Carolina Panther football games. Okay, y'all don't give a shit about any of this. A quail hunt. We're going on a quail hunt. Barbecue dinner for 25 or for Big Fatty. So, oh, Lordy. Okay, well, anyway, I'll let you know how the big auction went on Monday's show. But right now, y'all, I am just very grateful to all of you who have called in and left Big Fatty some voice letters. And y'all, I've got them stacked up again. I know it's very unusual to have two voice letter shows in the same week. But y'all, if I don't, I won't just be super far behind. So here we go.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 We're calling to wish you a very happy 50th episode of The Big Fatty Show.
Thank you very much. That's not the name of it, but I appreciate it.
We hope you had a lot of phone calls and we expect to hear this one.
Well, it was great until I got this one. Thank you, though.
Okay, everybody say goodbye to Big Fatty.
Bye.
Bye, Big Fatty.
We're only hanging up in a voicemail.
Oh, sweet mother of God. Y'all, that was from the Archer gangbang from last week. And I'm going to tell you, if you don't know the definition of a train wreck, now Big Fatty puts out some train wrecks, but if you have not listened to one of Archer's gangbangs with the Skypiness and all, then you have not heard a train wreck. All right, next voice letter.
Hey, homie, this is Wes calling from the penthouse. Now, I've just barricaded my front door because I live in an unsafe neighborhood, but I wanted to call and congratulate you on reaching 50 podcasts. I also wanted to call and congratulate you on reaching 51 years old. I would have thought the fat would have killed you by now. I guess this makes you some sort of medical marvel or something.
What's that?
Oh, I have to go now. Officer Krupke is here, and I have to give a statement about the body. Good luck hitting 100, Big Fatty, and live it up.
No, that gun's not loaded.
Y'all, you'll have to excuse me. I wasn't really paying attention to that because clearly that phone call wasn't for Big Fatty, as evidenced by the opening remark by Wes.
Hey, homie, this is Wes.
Poor Wes. I think he's been hanging around Archer too long. But, you know, one person that hasn't been hanging around Archer too long is Mr. Starbucks man himself from down there in the Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Taylor the Latte Boy from Pod is My Co-Pilot. Just wanted to let you know that I've started listening to the show and I'm catching up on some back episodes. While I was walking my dogs tonight, I listened to the episode you did last week with Eric the Southern Boy, and you happened to mention that Taylor that Coffee Boy kind of scares you since you're a listener to our show, and I'm just kind of curious as to what it is that I do or say that's scary to you. I'd be more than happy to talk with you about this and alleviate any fears that you have, either on your show or our show. If you just want to address it on your show, that's great too. So you've got a new fan, and enjoying the show, and that's pretty much it. So thanks a lot. Talk to you later. PodIsMyCopilot.com.
Actually, I'm not really scared. I didn't mean to give you that impression, but really, I don't have to talk about it. And I tell you what, let's just forget that I ever said anything about it. And anyway, hey, I look forward to meeting you when I come down for gay days.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Chef Mark here. And, you know, it's been bugging me for the longest time, and I finally figured it out. I knew that I had recognized you from somewhere from my youth, and I just couldn't place it until I heard that theme song for HR Puff and Stuff. And that's it. You are HR, aren't you? I've always thought there was something about that southern accent, and I know somewhere in your closet you've got cowboy boots with little frills on them, don't you? And a little sheriff's pin. Anyway, I love that theme song, and when I heard it, my magic flute started twittering, you know, started going crazy. Anyways, watching Dancing with the Stars, I know you're voting for Marissa tonight.
Oh, Lord, I have been discovered. Y'all, the cat is out of the bag, or the puffin stuff is out of the bag, or something. You have figured me all out, Chef Mark. And, y'all, my next voice letter is from the Ramble Redhead, but now this is only one of three that I received from the Ramble Redhead, because the Ramble Redhead's boyfriend, Joe, called, and then Ramble Redhead called after that and said, please don't play that message from Joe, and please don't play this one. So this is just one of three that I receive from the Ramble Redhead household.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Tom, a.k.a. the Ramble Redhead program, and I just want to let you know that I heard you mention me today. And I just want to let you know that your show is the one of many that I do keep up on a daily basis, because you're just the podcasting star that you are. But anyway, I hope you're doing good, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. And, you know, when it's only 20 minutes a day, it ain't so hard to keep up with. But although there are those who do get behind, I'm not going to mention any names, but here's our next voice letter.
Oh, Lord. Well, hello, fat one. It is Eric from Confessions of a Southern Boy. Oh, we have started a new holiday, Big Fatty. I think that we need to publicize this and get the word out. Anyway, I thought I'd call and leave you a good gosh and gay. The good is that I just went to the Apple snack store on my lunch break, and that's always good. And I have to flip the order, because the gay is that it seems like 99% of the guys working in that store were gay, but I couldn't tell because they were kind of hipsters. And that just makes me say, gosh, you know, what happened to the days when we could tell walking down the street who batted for our team and who didn't? It's too difficult for an old man like me these days. Anyway, you're fat.
Me to you too, Eric. Now, y'all, old man Eric, I wasn't so sure about that term until I got this voice letter.
Oh, Lord, Big Fatty. I'm sorry to call you right back. I'm literally calling you 5 minutes after I called you before, because I left that first voicemail message for you when I was not fully through your latest episode, and you finished it up with the Mighty Mouse theme, and then you were talking about how Apple brought it out of retirement, I guess, with their new wireless mouse. And what was I getting at the Apple snack store? A Mighty Mouse. That's Providence there, man. Bye.
Okay, maybe you are old, Eric, but you're still a doll baby. Now, y'all, speaking of doll babies, I have one final voice letter, and this empties me out of voice letters. So, y'all, you got to get on the horn, 206-337-1438.
Hey, BF, it's Kevin B. from QCast Connect. I just want to call in and say hi and say congratulations on directing Biloxi Blues.
Well, not only is it a great show, the fabulous thing about the show, as you know, is all mostly men, except for two women, and they all have to be in tank tops or shirtless and exercising. So the audition process can really legitimately have you requesting them to take off their shirts, because no one wants to see a saggy-titted army kid. So, you know, I think that you just need to hold shirtless auditions and, you know, have them do push-ups, because they have to do multiple push-ups in the show, so they've got to be in good shape. So good for you. Go, Big Fatty, go.
No, you go, Super B, you go, because, you know, Big Fatty knows all about the Biloxi Blues, and they ask him what he wanted to direct, and, you know, any show that has military and lots of underpants and push-ups and sweatiness, I'm there. And speaking of what else is there... Well, y'all, this may be the toughest of the Cartoon Memory Lane musics for this week, because this one doesn't have any words, but your clue for today is going to be DJ David J. Now, y'all, I'm sure you recognize that one, even though there were no words. And that was kind of a quick one there. We've had some long ones this week, but that one was quick. That was the theme from Dudley Do-Right, who was on his segment. He was a Canadian Rocky Mounted Police, and he was a segment, a cartoon, on the Rocky and Bullwinkle show, which... you know, was a cartoon also. Now, do you remember who Dudley Do-Right was always trying to capture? Who was his nemesis? It was Snidely Whiplash. Yes, Snidely Whiplash. And do you remember who Dudley was romantically pursuing?
Well, it was Nell Fenwick. Oh, Nell. And she was the daughter of Inspector Fenwick, head of the Mountie Station.
Okay, well, anyway, that was my impression of Dudley Do-Right. Now, do you remember the name of Dudley Do-Right's horse? Now, the horse was dressed in a... Canadian Mountie outfit, also with the hat and the red jacket and everything. Do you remember the horse's name? It's a trick question. The horse's name was Horse. Okay, and y'all, Dudley Do-Right has his own theme park attraction down at the Universal Studios Florida in the Islands of Adventure. It is the Dudley Do-Right Ripsaw Falls, and it's a... It's a kind of a boat ride, a log flume kind of thing. And anyway, it's going to be fun because you know what? I think Big Fatty is going to go over to the Universal Studios. Oh, dear. Gussie, indeed. Going to go over to the Universal Studios when he's down there for the Gay Days coming up in June. And I hope that if you're down there, maybe you'll... go and get wet. Let's just do the Dudley Do-Right thing. Now, y'all, as I mentioned, that's the end of the voice letters. I need to hear from folks. That's from everybody. I'm not knocking anybody out. But now, next week, we're going to, you know, need to have some folks calling in. And if you are so inclined to call in after having a beverage over the weekend, I would love you for it. Y'all have a great weekend. The fat one will be thinking about you. And if you're a little constipated or your colon is stopped up, just think about the fat one. He'll help that out too. Me. You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Meow! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.